Bear fruit that will last. Do you ever wonder what your life is all about? Do you think you were created by chance with no real purpose? Perhaps you are unaware of how special you truly are. In the Messiah, He chose us in love before the creation of the universe to be holy and without defect in His presence. He determined in advance that through Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, we would be His sons in keeping with His pleasure and purpose. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Chew on that for a minute. Before the creation of the universe itself, He knew and loved you. You were already predestined to fulfill His purpose and bring Him pleasure. He also knew that you would not be able to fulfill this destiny without His help. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit inside you. I will take the stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit inside you and cause you to live by my laws, respect my rulings, and obey them. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 through 27. He equips us with His Spirit, which bonds us to our true love, the one who loved us first. For we are of God's making, created in union with Messiah Yeshua, for a life of good actions already prepared by God for us to do. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. You did not choose me, I chose you, and I have commissioned you to go out and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask from the Father in my name, He may give you. This is what I command you. Keep loving each other. John chapter 15, verse 16. You have been created to go out and bear good fruit by showing love in action. How can you show love in Christ's way? Show compassion to those who are hurting. Encourage someone who is struggling. Help with heavy loads. Feed a hungry person. Share what God has blessed you with. In love, God created you mentally before He even thought of a place for you to live. You are not an afterthought. Your time was planned before the universe. If you're encouraged or challenged by this, please share so others may be as well.